a meal for 20 and 25 cents a day. And you could buy sugar for 3 cents a pound, $3 a hundred. You buy a sack of sugar, it last all the year. It'll went to canning in the fall, it'll can peaches and apples and pears and figs and stuff like that. We always canned a lot of stuff. And we used to, we'd kill a beef, you know, and cook that and can that. And you know, have company, why, it didn't take long. You just go in and open your big can of beef, warm it up, have dinner just a little while.
That took care of that.
Yeah. We used to have lots of company, but Lord, we enjoyed having company. We went to church all the time, and church people would go home with us, you know, and come to see us, and come eat dinner with us or supper.
Yes, sir.
I still love to go down to, I always told her Aunt Joseph, she's first cousin to me, she's right smart older than I am. I always love to go down there and eat dinner with them. They still cook three meals a day, just like they always did, you know.
Yes, sir.
On tables. Anytime you go there, you find plenty to eat.
Well, that's always nice.
Yeah. They had two old Model A cars, a truck and a old Model A coupe. They just sold a little truck here a few days ago. I heard this morning the boys went down there and bought it. I used to go down there before Felix died. That was her husband. He was first cousin to me, too. And he used to get me to go down there every spring and tune him up for him, you know.
Yes.
I worked mechanic work, tune him up and get him to running. I was down there one day and a fella had been flying over in the plane and he saw them Model A's. And he drove back down there from Shreveport. I was down there working on him. I had him just sitting there just running just smooth, you know.
Yeah.
He offered Uncle Felix a brand new Datsun, just go up there and pick him out one for that little truck. He wouldn't trade with it.
I'll be darned.
No, he said that's just what he wanted, and he had just what he needed, and he had plenty of parts fix it with. He wanted to keep it. Yeah. I told him after that fella left, he sure hard trading with him. Said, well, he had what he needed. He wanted that.
Might as well.
He
might
kept
as well keep it, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right.
Feel that way about it.
Yeah. But you know, a Model A, they didn't steer like these late model cars. It was hard to steer. Of course, you could keep them rebushed and they'd drive pretty good, but they didn't drive nothing like these new cars do.
Yes, sir. What about these new cars? Are they any easier to work on or better put together than?
No, they just throwed together. These new ones are. I'd a whole lot rather have an old car than have a new one. See, they've been trying to get me to trade my car in out there at 72.